This is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We're excited to share with you some new information. Our guest in studio today, Faith Comes By Hearing, is here. Dina, who you've met, and I'm going to introduce you. I don't know if last time I introduced you as a new name here.
Oh, I was still Day then.
Okay, Dina Summer. I wasn't even going to say Day. It's Dina. But I love what you said about if you hyphenated.
Well, it's kind of backwards, but.
Yeah. Dina Summer is here with Faith Comes By Hearing, and Dina, she's our go-to to let us know what's happening at Faith Comes By Hearing, and she brings in all kinds of great guests to let you know about the work that's being done there. And before I kind of fill in those gaps for those who are listening, like, Faith Comes By Hearing, what? First of all, where have you been? And second of all, stick around. We're going to fill you in on the details. But you brought Matthew Evans with you. He's one of the video production staff at Faith Comes By Hearing. Matthew, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, and I'm excited to hear about. Listen, in the second segment of today's show, we're going to go into detail about a new project that Matthew's been a big part of, and it's being released today. Something you'll be able to watch online, but we'll let you know more about that. So there's my tease.
Very good.
Yeah, did you like that?
I like that.
Dina, for those not familiar with Faith Comes By Hearing, when you meet someone the first time, they're like, "Faith, what?"
Yeah, well, Faith Comes By Hearing, it's a global ministry, audio Bible ministry, and we have been in Albuquerque since 1972. We're going on 52 years old here in Albuquerque. So it started out, as you remember it, as Hosanna. Yeah. You have talked about that.
Yeah.
The
family, Jacksons.
The Jacksons.
That founded this ministry years and still involved, still leading.
Jerry's still there every day. Jerry and Annette were missionaries to the tribes in Arizona and in New Mexico and ended up here in Albuquerque and saw the need for people to have God's word in audio so they could understand and they could engage. And so that has grown and from cassette tape, lending library, for churches to listen to, really all around the globe. We record in all the languages of the world, and we work with translation agencies. We're currently, I believe it's 2,128 languages, scripture in that many languages, and every month we release more.
And, seeing the great work being done on a global scale, the other thing I want to mention, a couple things that I don't think we think often enough about. This is a locally grown ministry. And employs lots of people here locally.
We do. We have 150-something now. I think 155, 160 people in the building in Albuquerque. We also have teams across the world who are working in-country and who oversee regions and countries and that type of thing. So,
I will testify as someone who's been to a radio convention where they've got the exhibit hall set up, and a lot of folks here locally, Faith Comes By Hearing. They've been at our church, whatever. And if you haven't been, actually to the offices and the production area and what have you to see what's going on. Actually, I need to go back. It's been years since I've been over
Come
there. Right? There's a little bit, of the whole prophet in the hometown thing going on there. And I would encourage folks, go visit them and find out, more in detail what they're doing. Another great way to do that, but really still go visit them. Go online to faithcomesbyhearing.com, and there is a well source of information available there to find out more about the continuing work to share God's word globally. As I was mentioning, you go to a convention and you see just how much, everyone, these radio stations from all over the place, and they all know who Faith Comes By Hearing is. This is an international ministry right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I've said it plenty of times about other organizations, too. It's such an encouragement to me and hopefully to the rest of the listeners with all the, you know, the just look at the landscape of where we are in New Mexico. I mean, to literally look at it, it's beautiful. But, you know, politically and other ways, spiritually, you look at where we are in New Mexico, it's a dark place. It's encouraging to see such great work being done. And we appreciate Matthew. We appreciate what you're doing. Dina, we appreciate you and all you do at Faith Comes By Hearing and to connect us with people like Matthew.
We always have something exciting happening, and we have a new project that is just grown out of our video team going across the world to capture these testimonies.
Well, and we've talked about a couple for those who've listened to the show over the years and months. Every Nation was one of those videos.
Documentaries.
The documentary that we shared, and One Matchstick. And I mean, this is theater quality. This is top notch. Everything, the production, the writing, it's documentary, so it's not scripted, but it's, you know, there's writing. and if you haven't gone to see, now you'll find these on the website at faithcomesbyhearing.com. You'll also very easily find Faith Comes By Hearing. It's a they've got quite a footprint on YouTube. Matthew, maybe you might be more, able to speak to that than I could, obviously. What will they find if they're going on YouTube and seeing what Faith Comes By Hearing has to offer?
Yeah, there's a lot actually happening on YouTube, even just currently. We have those films that you mentioned, the previous kind of larger documentaries, One Matchstick, Every Nation. This year specifically, we've been releasing a lot of shorts. Shorts are like the new popular thing on YouTube, you know? So just little 1 minute videos. Here's a testimony about someone whose life was changed by listening to the audio Bible. And we've been releasing a couple longer videos. We'll do, you know, shorter testimony videos. But really over the last, you know, couple weeks especially, we've been building up toward this Edge of the World series. This is like our big YouTube thing. Everything's been building toward this.
Yeah, and that's been a big part of what you've been working on. And actually, in our next segment, we're going to go into great detail about what Matthew's been doing with that. And I do want to encourage the listener again to go find this. It's actually, you could go on to YouTube right now and search for Faith Comes By Hearing, and under their video tab, you'll see Edge of the World. You can actually click it. You can't watch it yet. It's going to be released.
Not quite.
Is it 4 o'clock Mountain Time?
Yes. Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. But if you go there now, actually, just so you don't forget, you can even ask to be notified. So I'm guessing when it launches at 4.
Click to be notified, and you can watch the official trailer while you're waiting.
Yeah. But really, well-produced. I wanted to encourage the listener, too, because hopefully you're listening and you are going, just because you're tuned in and listen. Look, I've been doing radio a long time. Listeners don't always listen. But if you go to YouTube, like we said, go to YouTube.com, search for Faith Comes By Hearing. And actually, while you're waiting for this to be released, watch the trailer. Like Dina said, watch some of the shorts that Matthew mentioned.
Yeah.
And the other thing I would encourage you to do, if you're on social media, copy the URL for that video and then go on whatever social media you're using and share that on your social media to encourage others to go to Faith Comes By Hearing. You know, share the trailer on your social media and draw others to see the work that's being done. And you know what? Actually, with the time that we have left, we've got a little time before the break. Let's jump into Edge of the World a little bit. So,
sure.
Matthew, you've been at Faith Comes By Hearing how long?
I've been there 6 years total, and I've been on the video team as part of the marketing communications team for about a year now.
Okay. So what drew you to video, first of all? I mean, I know when I was 18 and in college and they said, well, what do you want to major in? You know, I said, I literally said, I'm 18. So what drew you to video? Was it, you know, even at an earlier age than that? And then what, you know, your path to Faith Comes By Hearing, and then the genesis of this new project.
Yeah, yeah. So I've always been interested in film since, like you said, even a younger age, going back to like middle school.
Yeah.
So when I got my first digital camera,
wow.
just shooting very, very silly, ridiculous short films with my sister, you know, that kind of stuff.
Now, were you around for the DAT, for the, not digital audio tape, the little video cassettes.
The mini DV?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad actually had a mini DV camcorder, so I used that a little bit on some of my earliest videos. Yeah.
For us, it was Super 8.
Yeah.
long way back.
Okay. Tight. And then?
So that has developed, you know, now I'm still making short films, so I do film, you know, outside of work, and that has just developed over the years. I have a great film team here in Albuquerque. But, you know, 6 years ago, I had just finished college and was looking for a job and wanted to get into something creative, and saw listing for an audio editor at Faith Comes by Hearing. And I was like, oh, I'm more of a video editor, but I, you know, that's close. It's editing,
right?
You know? So I could do that.
When you're doing video.
That's
right?
True. That's a very good point. So I came on board as an audio editor and have really loved working at FCBH ever since then. About a year as an audio editor, then about, 4 years in the Gospel Films team. So that was video editing. So, uh-huh. And then last year moved over to the video team on the marketing side, where now it's even more like creativity, because we're making these documentaries,
right.
And we're piecing together these stories, and it was even more in line with what I love to do. So I'm thrilled to be part of this team.
so where did Edge of the World, whose brainchild was Edge of the World?
So that was my boss's brainchild,
okay.
Davey Ferry. He's the guy who directed One Matchstick, Every Nation.
Okay.
He's been the guy for the video team, the development of that.
So now we know he's mentoring.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's just, you know, our video team are the eyes and ears. You know, we're all jealous in a way that they are the ones that are getting to go across the world and yeah. capture just these stories we hear about. They're getting it on video and of people actually hearing God's word and knowing that God speaks their language. He does speak their language. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, changes lives. But what happened at coming out of this is they have all this footage and all these yeah. crazy things happening to get to some of these places mm-hmm. is an unbelievable adventure.
Well, we are up against a break. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back and we're going to jump right into Edge of the World. Hear some about your adventures, Matthew.
Yeah.
And more. And a reminder about where you can watch the premiere of the episode one of Edge of the World that's coming up later this afternoon, available to you on YouTube. But we'll get to all the details when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Well, we have reason to be excited. Faith Comes by Hearing is with us in studio. Dina Summer is here, and she's brought with her Matthew Evans. He's on the video production team at Faith Comes by Hearing. Go to faithcomesbyhearing.com. And first of all, just take a lot of time. There's a lot of information there that you can really, if you really go through the site, with a fine-tooth comb, you're going to know all about Faith Comes by Hearing. Kudos, by the way. I think I've said that before, Dina, to your web team. They do a really nice job. It's intuitive.
Thank you.
Easy to navigate and easy to give, by the way. This is a nonprofit organization that's doing great work for the kingdom. And you can click on give and decide to give a one-time gift or recurring giving and support the work that we're doing, that they're doing, like Edge of the World.
Mm-hmm.
So Matthew Evans, you have been working on Edge of the World, and today is all that hard work you get to see released, you know, just to the public.
I'm so excited.
So we teased it and talked a little bit about it at the beginning of the show. But for those that weren't tuned in, let them know what's going on today.
Yeah. So first episode of our new docuseries, Edge of the World, is premiering today. And Edge of the World is all about the impact that the audio Bible is having on people around the world. And also our adventure as the video team in going to capture those stories, because it's a pretty crazy experience traveling around the world and going to some of these places where the audio Bible is having a huge impact on people's lives, but it's tough to get there. And there's some wild experiences along the way.
Well, and for those who do want to watch this now, we've already mentioned YouTube. Go to YouTube and search for Faith Comes By Hearing. You'll find the channel easy enough. And under the video tab, you'll see the trailer for Edge of the World. If you click on that before 4 o'clock today, you'll see the notification opportunity to be reminded when it does launch a little bit later, or you can watch the trailer and share that with others today so they can watch it when it's released. Now, let's jump into, I've been doing a lot of teasing. I'll let you tease episode one. You know, this is season one.
Yes.
Episode one, right. S1E1.
Yes, exactly.
And what will people find with today's episode?
Yeah, so we're launching with quite an adventure right at the beginning of this episode. It's Thailand. It's Thailand part one. Our episode two is also going to be about Thailand. But specifically in this very first episode, right at the beginning of the episode, we had quite an adventure out on a boat in Phang Nga Bay. We were going out there to kind of capture some scenery, get a sense of the place, because if we're wanting to tell the story of the people, these people who are being impacted by listening to the Bible, we want to have this be like a full, well-received cinematic video. We want to capture the place as well. So we were out on a boat on Phang Nga Bay one day, got caught in a pretty large thunderstorm and had an adventure. It was pretty intense.
I see that. And actually in the trailer, I saw lightning.
Yes.
I'm guessing that's...
Lightning is the part that was intense, because I've had a little bit of a close call with lightning in the past, just personally, while I was hiking one time. So lightning kind of, it freaks me out a little bit. And so I was pretty nervous out there on the boat, but we had to put away our cameras, our nice cameras, because it was pouring rain. But I happened to have brought my GoPro with me, and I asked my boss there, we're out on this boat. I'm like, should I keep filming as we head into this rainstorm? We're just kind of stuck out here on the water. And he was like, yeah, let's keep it. Didn't know if we were going to be able to use it, but it ends up, it's the like opening scene of our first episode of this new series. So it's pretty exciting.
Now I've got the trailer playing in studio right now without the audio, obviously. And listen, I'm going to tell you, it's just like, Anthony Bourdain, looking, I mean, the quality of the coverage, I mean, or better. And so now it looks like there's probably more than just a couple of you, but there's regularly someone with you on camera close to your age. Who's that?
Yeah. So there's kind of three of us that are like the characters in this first season. There's myself, there's my boss, Davey. He's the guy with the long hair. Okay. If you see him in the trailer.
Yep.
And then the other guy is Tyler, who's fellow videographer. And he ends up in, especially this first season, kind of being like a point of view character where we're experiencing these stories of people who are listening to audio Bible. And then Tyler will kind of jump in and talk about how he's experiencing this. And I do a little bit of the same thing throughout these episodes. So we sort of go in and out, mixed in with the stories of the impact of Scripture.
Okay. So, you're having experiences in Thailand with obviously with weather and climate and what you've touched on. Okay, what kind of animals did you see and experience that were, I don't know, either scary or interesting, or you want one, or what did you encounter?
Well, we were really hoping to see some elephants because it's Thailand, but unfortunately we never did. But probably the craziest animal story might be some of the animals that we ate while we were in Thailand.
I actually saw you sitting at a table, and it looked like a scrub worm, something like that.
Yeah, this is
stuff I would use for bait.
Yeah, exactly. now this is a tease of the second episode, actually. Okay. Thailand part two. We went to a street market at night one night just to like get some food from the different street vendors, and we got some really fantastic food. There was some good chicken, some good sushi, different things like that. But then we got to one vendor in particular that on their table sitting there was a big old pile of crickets and a big old pile of silkworms.
And they weren't chocolate covered.
No, unfortunately. Yeah. I think they had a little bit of soy sauce on them, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah. So we got a bag of each of those and, tried some on camera for the viewers' entertainment.
All right. So
I'll tell you, they go through some of the things that they face trying to get to these areas. It's just crazy. And, you know, we're all seeing the adventure and the danger in it, too. But I think, I could never eat the type of food.
Well, a little bit of it seems like Fear Factor for Christ.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, right?
You might rethink that title.
That's great. I love that.
So episode one of Edge of the World hits YouTube. And now, can you path to it on faithcomesbyhearing.com as well?
I think it'll be available. I do think there's going to be a banner on the website. I think they were just adding that today, actually. So, okay. Yeah, it's going to be, you can get to it from the website. But the best place is just to go to YouTube, because the website is just going to redirect you to the YouTube thing. Right. So, yeah.
So, yeah, Faith Comes By Hearing YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. So okay, now
stuff on there.
We said E1, S1, or S1, E1.
Right.
How many episodes in a season?
Yeah, so this first season is going to be 9 episodes total. So we're going to be releasing these all the way through December of this year.
And are they in the can, or are you still producing?
About half the episodes are done, ready to go. Uh-huh. And then the kind of second half of the season, we're still finishing up the editing on those. So.
Okay. And is this a weekly release, or how's that going to work?
So typically for most of the season, episodes are going to come out every 3 weeks.
Okay.
Basically. But these first two, Thailand Part 1 and Part 2, are coming out today. And then Part 2 comes out next Thursday.
So okay.
those are weekly. And then after that point, once we've kind of established this kind of two-part series premiere, you know, then after that point, it's going to be every 3 weeks. But in those in-between weeks, we'll have teasers for the next week's episode, or, you know, a recap of the previous episode, all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely worth going and subscribing to the Faith Comes By Hearing YouTube channel, because we're going to be putting out stuff every week.
So when you talk to friends and family, and you know you're back, what do you most want to tell them about? You know, they ask them obviously about, like, I have the food, the climate, what have you. But what are you most excited to tell people about the trip to Thailand?
Honestly, it seems to be on every trip that I've gone on so far that there's always one story, one individual that we meet that really is especially impactful, even just to me personally, getting to meet these people and hear.
Would it be a spoiler for you to jump in and share?
Oh, I can tease the story. I won't give all the details.
Okay, but, yeah, let's hear it.
It's in Thailand Part 2, actually, would be the story that I would think of from this trip, for me at least. We met this woman who used to be of a different religion, used to be in a different country, and then moved to Thailand and became a Christian. But before she was a Christian, she was a shaman in her village. So when we were interviewing her, she was telling us stories about some very dark spiritual experiences that she had had, just really difficult stuff. That is so much more of a reality in other parts of the world than here, you know? Mm-hmm. And she was telling us about these stories. She became a Christian, but she couldn't read, but she was so excited and grateful to have been released from these dark spiritual oppression that she had experienced. She went ahead and bought a print Bible for herself, even though she couldn't read it.
Did you have a translator? Or?
We had someone who was translating for us as we were interviewing her. So eventually, long story short, she was able to get an audio Bible, one of the proclaimers that Faith Comes By Hearing distributes, so she could actually listen to scripture in her own language and understand it. But what was really significant, this is maybe a little bit much of a spoiler, but if you go watch the whole episode, it's even better seeing her in person. But when we were interviewing her, we asked her something about her proclaimer, because she was actually sitting there holding it. She had it there on her lap. We asked her something about her proclaimer, and she lifted the proclaimer and was sort of looking at it and then turned it on. And it's like we, as the people interviewing her, the video team there, we disappeared. She was just listening to scripture. It's like she was done talking to us. This interview's over. She wants to get back to what she cares about
most. Along.
Yeah, yeah. Because you could tell, you could just see how much she valued listening to scripture. And it was so beautiful. It's just such a wonderful moment. Even as she's basically just like ignoring us, but she's listening to the Bible.
But you were able to see the Word of God be alive and active,
yes,
and cutting to bone and marrow and reaching this woman halfway around the globe.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm glad that you were blessed. We got about a minute, and I do want to make sure we let the audience know. Edge of the World again. Now we're letting people know about the release of episode one of season one this afternoon. Go to YouTube, search Faith Comes By Hearing. On the video tab, you'll find Edge of the World and find that first episode. And then next week, episode two. And then about 3 weeks later, episode three. Just keep watching every 3 weeks or so.
Yep.
What's the plan for the future?
We actually already have most of season two of Edge of the World filmed. We don't have any of it edited yet, but we have most of it filmed.
And where's that?
Tell me.
We're going to Peru. We're going to Eastern Europe. We're going to Nigeria. All over the place. We travel everywhere.
So three of the seasons can be Ethiopia. And then,
Even just for this season.
Amazing remote places that you don't even think about.
Well, God willing, Matthew, sounds like you found a career.
Yeah, it's a wonderful job. It's more than a job, you know? It's great to be involved in the Great Commission in this way.
It is an adventure. It is a ministry. And so much more. And sounds like you may, God willing, do some of this with your wife, who also is doing some of the things you do.
Yeah. She's actually going to get to travel with me soon here. And she's been my partner in filmmaking, even just personally, for years now. So it's special to get to do that with her.
Dina, before I put a bow on it, I want to make sure we cover what you wanted to cover.
Well, yes, we have something going on all the time. This is what we're very excited about today. And the upcoming weeks ahead are going to be wonderful. And we'll be back to tell you what else Faith Comes
Okay. Well, and we will have you, you know, I love, because I always tell her, hey, open door, you know, open invite.
So say it.
And then she'll even, no, I
probably,
thank
us,
you for
we'll
doing, of course we will. And I would encourage the listener, listen, you know, we, it's clear that God gave us opportunity and command to go and share the gospel in the entire globe. And Faith Comes By Hearing is doing that. And when you support them, you're part of that work. And you can do that by going to faithcomesbyhearing.com, and you'll find ways to give there. Dina, Matthew, this is fun.
Yeah.
It is.
Thank you so much for having us.
Looking forward to hearing more.
Well, we look forward to visiting with you again. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Stay with us. There's more to come after the break on ABQ Connect.